1148, 105.3 The Fan, Elf and Friends rolls on. At Texas Motor Speedway Media Day continues. We'll take you all the way to 2 o'clock. We'll hand it off to Rage, Ricky Rego, Guns of Barman and Sybil. They're alive in Surprise, Arizona. Rangers, another game today. And we'll check in with them at 12:30, see what's going on. The drivers, they keep sliding on Bing. There's no limits, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is hanging out with us. Welcome.
Hey, man, it's good to be here.
Well, it's good to be here when you kind of won the freaking thing last time around. How about that?
Yeah, it you know, it, winning the championship was great. But, man, I'd like to win both races here at Texas.
Well, you know, that would be something pretty special for you.
So that's the plan this year.
That is the plan this year. I love that. Now, you were just talking before we started. You just came back. Well, first of all, you said, I'm a little tired. And we went, okay. He says, well, I was in Vegas. And then we go, we said, Ricky, all right, was this business or pleasure? And
it's a different kind of tired.
Yeah, different kind of tired. So let's talk about Vegas first. A, how long were you there?
Well, let's see. I got there Sunday.
Okay.
And then I'm headed right back there after this. So,
where do you stay when you go to Vegas?
We stay at the New York.
Okay, that's a good.
It's easy parking.
Easy parking.
Rode the roller coaster there?
Yeah.
I have not, but I feel like I'm going to jump off the stratosphere when I get back.
Have to do that.
Are you? Do you like to gamble a little?
A little bit.
That a boy? What is your game? Craps? Blackjack?
Craps, yeah.
Yes. Okay. You see, it's funny. I tell a joke with some friends of mine. I says, when you go to Vegas, they go, where do you like to gamble? I said, well, it depends on the hotel you're staying at.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll go to another hotel. But when you go to play craps, and you probably know this, you'll have like five or six craps tables. There's one with three people. There's one with five, and there's one seven deep.
Yes,
yeah, and you can't squeeze in, right?
That's the one you want.
You're going, can I just get my chips in there a little
exactly.
bit?
Exactly.
Did you get a roll going?
I was not rolling, but there was a guy that was there rolling.
Wow. We're speaking with Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the Roush. Is it Roush?
Roush Fenway.
Roush Fenway Racing, number six, Blackwell Angus Ford. When you come here to Texas Motor Speedway, obviously good success. And you want to win both this time.
We do.
What do you do to prepare yourself for something like that? Is it just a routine that you go through? Or, you know, when you got two separate races like that, you know, a lot of guys are, hey, I'm here for one race. That's what I'm doing. You're looking at both.
We're looking at both. Actually, look at all to win. But, yeah, this place is, you know, it's obviously not going to change too much from one race to the other. So our guys will, you know, get our cars prepared. Those are the guys that work harder, or the guys that work on our race cars. You know, they we just get to show up and drive them, which is nice. So we come out as drivers and drive the same way every time and drive really hard. But they're the ones that got to have the car ready. And so, you know, we got a good setup from here last year. And, you know, we'll put it in there and see how it goes.
I asked one of the guys earlier, and I'm going to ask you this. You know, they have this bounty thing going on with the NFL. Mm-hmm. You know, the hard hits for pay and stuff like that.
I kind of like that.
Have you ever heard of that, or do you believe that might go on in your sport? Or would it surprise you if that was going on in your sport?
Man, nothing surprises me these days. I mean, I don't think it goes on, but, I mean, heck, I don't know. It might.
I mean, do you shake your head when you see some of the guys getting into some fisticuffs, well, you know, right there on the track and stuff like that?
I think the fans love that. I don't think there should be anything wrong with it.
Well, you know, it's funny because we're going to talk about this a little bit later. The hard hit in football to me is like the home run in baseball. It's like the dunk
in
basketball.
Don't play if you don't want to get hit.
Right.
You know?
And it's almost like, you know, people, when they come to the races, they want to see a great race, but don't they want to see the wrecks?
Oh, there's people that want to see the wrecks.
Right?
I'm telling you. Exactly. And if we were scared of the wrecks, we wouldn't be out there.
You, of course, 24 years of age, took care of business last time here. Other than Texas Motor Speedway, where do you, you know, when you stop here, where's your next stop?
I don't really know our schedule.
Okay.
The Vegas, I mean.
Go back to Vegas.
I'm going back to Vegas after this.
So when you go back to Vegas, they fly you in for the race. I mean, do you just kind of do your own thing and they say, hey, you need to be here tomorrow morning
we'll have,
at 8 a.m.?
Yeah, we'll have appearances and things like that. And they'll tell me where to be. But, you know, if they don't tell me where to be, I don't have anything to do. So I make up my own schedule.
When you first realized that you wanted to do this, you know, was it something that you were watching the sport on TV? Was it something that, you know, you just realized that 14, 15, 13, whatever it is, you'd love driving fast? What was it that got you going?
Well, I started going to the racetrack. I was 6 weeks old. My dad raced sprint cars
right.
on dirt. So I love racing ever since then. I started racing go-karts when I was 6. And then when I was probably 15, I started racing full-size sprint cars. And then I knew I wanted to race for a living in anything. It didn't matter what. I just wanted to race for a living, and then it's turned into this, and you know, it's great.
Is there a place that you'd like to go where, you know, you say, you know what, I don't know if they have racing there, but I want to go check it out. I want to just get in a car and just drive as fast as I can. I mean, just like freaking hit the desert and go, you know.
I've watched videos of like Greg Biffle out in like the sand dunes and
yeah.
stuff. That looks fun. I told him I need to go with him at one time.
We're speaking with Ricky Stenhouse Jr., of course, the triumphant winner in 2012 of the NASCAR Nationwide Series. He doesn't not only want to win one this weekend, he wants to win both. And I think that is a really – I love that fire in a guy that, you know, it's like, ah, well, I'm just going to come here to do my best. And, you know,
no, I
hate the BS answer.
Right.
I love it when a young guy in the business, in the industry, that's got a win under his belt, but it's like, you know what, not only did I win it, I want to win that one, and I want to win another one.
Exactly. I need to rack up on the cowboy hats.
Do you follow much sports other than what you do?
Yes, sir.
Who's your teams?
Well, obviously, being part of Roush Fenway, Red Sox on the baseball side
right.
of things.
All right. So you like Bobby Valentine being the new skipper?
I think a change is good.
Okay.
I think it's going to be good. I think the seems like they're pretty focused down there at training camp. So I think they're going to be good this year.
All right. And still bitter over the Giants win? Are you a Patriots guy, too?
I would assume, you know, so. Football, I just like to see a good game.
Oh, really?
Being from Mississippi, you know, we didn't really have any
right.
you know, NFL teams. Being from Mississippi, Ole Miss is right there, right down the street. Eli played at
sure.
Ole Miss, so it really wasn't too bad that they won.
If you weren't doing this, what else would you do?
I would like to race Supercross.
Really?
Yeah, I rode a lot of dirt bikes growing up, so that was another cool one. But if it didn't have anything to do with racing, I love country music. I can't sing, but I think it would be awesome if I could. That would be a cool profession, I feel like.
You know, have you seen Kelly Hansen here from Foreigner, lead singer?
I did. Yeah, right over there.
You know who you could go dirt bike racing with is Eddie Gossage. He said he had that same kind of interest.
It's so fun. And I think one of the reasons why I think it's really cool is they get to practice like in their backyard, you know? I mean, they get to just go practice anytime. I don't think I can build a Texas Motor Speedway in my backyard and go practice.
Hey, let me tell you something. If Ricky Stenhouse Jr. keeps winning like you're winning, you'll be able to build whatever the hell you want. And listen,
I'll call Eddie Goss and tell him, hey, I need can you come map out Texas Motor Speedway for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, and just throw another comment, a couple more zeros on that check after I win and we'll be in good shape.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, thanks so much. Best of luck to you.
Not
and,
a problem.
Fly safe back to Vegas.
Yeah thank you, man.
If you go by the Bellagio, can you check my mail for me?
Yeah, man, I'll check it out.
I appreciate
it. Has it been a while since you've been there?
Yes, it has.
Probably full, huh?
I think so. That's it. That's Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Y'all.
Appreciate him coming on with us.